Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of August, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green on this Wednesday, the 23rd. It is a Man Down Mashup Wednesday. We're on the clock in Guardian Radio AM. Join up to talk about what's in the news, what's in social media, what's on our minds. But let me start the show with our Sand Dollar Live read. Tomorrow, Thursday the 24th and Friday the 25th of August, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Solomon Super Center. Show your sand dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of their sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. Again, that's 302-9880. I was hoping that we could restart the trivia today. We can't. Really, I'm excited because I got one or two good questions here. I can save them for tomorrow. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning. How you doing, Erin?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I'm excited about today's show. We have a number of topics to discuss. We're going through the news. That's what we're going to be doing today?
Basically.
Are we analyzing the news today or just turn out things that's happening?
Well, I think we're going to analyze some stuff.
Okay.
I was unable to do a whole bunch of research last night.
Okay.
Constrained by my...
But you had no light again?
No, I had light.
Oh, you had light?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
I had no television. I had no internet.
That's cable? Who's your operator?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say who gives you...
I don't want to embarrass anybody, Mr. Newry.
They don't be embarrassed. He's a big corporate thing. They don't really concern about what you're doing.
I could be honest with you. I have a feeling that they have no shame within them because they're an entity, a corporation, okay, and they find it difficult to model empathy
in those spaces. You had no...
ability to do the type of research that I want to do...
So no internet.
...to bring to these discussions.
No internet.
It's kind of like remember when the chair of BPL said, it's like we've reached the point where these people want power on 100% of the time?
Yeah. Why would you want power all the time?
I just wonder if the communications networks understand how the communication service they sell works. But let's put that on the side. Like I had to put my work last night. I got a quick housekeeping note, Mr. Newry.
Go ahead.
Saw a video this morning. Dear Water and Sewerage staff or Ministry of Public Works staff, please attend to Sanders Beach. I saw a video of a shower installation. The filmmaker says that it's Sanders Beach and the water is running. They indicate that it has been running for at least 24 hours. Please go and check that because I don't have any room in my budget for an extra water bill. Now, this next message is brought to you by the vehicle with the license plate 81405. It's called driving, this segment is called driving etiquette. If you are running a stop sign to force your way into traffic in front of people who already have the right of way, the proper thing for you to do is shut up and keep driving. I mean, other than parking your car until you could get another driving class session scheduled. But the worst thing to do is to have an attitude with the people who you almost injured in your reckless driving behavior. You are a big grown senior man, 81405. And even if the police refuse to enforce traffic controls, you as a big grown mature adult should do what you know you ought to do when you know you ought to do it. And since nobody could convince you to stop at a stop sign, then perhaps we could convince you to moderate your behavior and hold your mouth after almost injuring people in a place where your medical options are only two. Fine a minimum of $3,000 just to have a doctor breathe on you, or go to PMH and hope for the best. Again, this message was brought to you by the vehicle with the license plate 8T81405. Good morning, Bahamas. Mr. Newry, I got another message for the Ministry of Public Works. Did y'all forget that y'all have a pothole repair program? Did you forget that y'all don't send inspectors out to inspect the work done by your contractors, subcontractors, and staff members? Do you forget you live in a tropical, was it we in a subtropical or a tropical zone, Mr. Newry? We in a plenty water this fall when it rains zone. We're in a we don't conduct regular maintenance zone. We're in a losing access to your vehicle for just 1 to 2 days can upset your entire economic cart. See, you get paid on time. Well, this is government, but you get paid. That's guaranteed, almost. You get paid whether you do the work or not. So why not try for once just doing the work? I got a text here. Good morning. I was at that beach last month on the 7th, and that was going on. The shower water was running nonstop. No custodian was around. It says, possible that that water's been running on Sanders Beach, Mr. Newry. Today is the 23rd. That's what, 16 days? For just over 2 weeks, it's possible that that water has been running. A minimum of 2 weeks. What a time. What would be worse is that somebody already attended to it. Nobody went and inspected it. It turned out it was not a good job, and it's leaking again. That would be even worse. Anyway, Mr. Newry, other than that, let me tell you the questions I have up on deck for the day outside of what's in the newspapers. So a friend was traveling, and they're coming back to the Bahamas, and they had not downloaded the Exempt app on their phone. In fact, they were unaware that they were required to have this app and to complete the customs form on the app to be able to enter the country. And so I got a few questions about that. For those who don't know, Exempt is a multi-purpose, multi-featured travel assistant app developed by Exempt Technologies. Many exclusive features are included in the Exempt app. One of the main features is the ability to submit and prepay customs declarations while traveling into the Bahamas. Also, be on the lookout for new countries where Exempt will be accepted for their customs declaration process soon. Exempt is so much more, allowing its users to track flights, create personalized shopping lists, and providing a city guide, which is a smart, localized directory designed to help users navigate any destination they travel to. With more features on the way, Exempt aims to be the, quote, go-to app for all things travel. Mr. Newry, when I was reading that, right? Mm-hmm. I had this weird experience because what I just read says that one of the main features of this app is the ability to submit and prepay customs declarations. That would suggest that that using the app is optional. It suggests that using the app is optional. Like, hey, you should try this app. It'll be more convenient, and what's implied is than the other options, right? So I went online to find more information about the exempt app, looking for a statement from our government as to what it is and what policy it's connected to, right? Why the exempt app, and why is it people are saying that you have to have the exempt app to enter the country? I couldn't find anything.
Mind you, the chairman of the Progressive Party mentioned this recently. When I say mentioned this, mentioned things on the line of this, Fred Mitchell, that he found it strange that the dollar is legal tender in the Bahamas, but there are forces in the Bahamas who are making it impossible to use legal tender, but instead making this dollar, a digital currency. And he found that, from what I understood, he found that to be a travesty or illegal in as such. For example, imagine coming home, parking your car in the parking lot, mm-hmm. right? And trying to leave. And they tell you, you cannot leave because you need to go to a outside source, purchase a card mm-hmm. to pay the teller for the parking fees, yeah. right? Something got to be wrong with that. You have the money, right? Mm-hmm. Why can't my dollar, which is legal tender in the Bahamas, be accepted? Yeah. And then why am I forced to go to an outside source where I don't can't even purchase the exact dollar value, but purchase more than I have to use, right? And use that. Something got to be wrong with that. And
okay, hold on. So you mean there's like a minimum purchase limit?
Minimum
so
purchase.
Even though I only have to pay $3.75.
Minimum is $5 you have to buy. And in the term, on the time of where there is a sand dollar, where I should be able to transfer, since it's a government entity, I should be able to transfer my sand dollar to the government. But yeah. they're not even allowing that.
So something they're not accepting
sand dollar. They don't even accept sand dollar, Aaron. They don't accept sand
dollar.
Okay,
so pause. Pause right there. I got a bunch of questions. I see you got this red flashing light. Good morning, caller. You are on the Clock Guardian Radio AM collab show today.
Good morning to you, Robin. Robin, yeah, I think it is.
You could call me Robin, but you guys call Mr. Nuri Batman.
Okay, Batman.
You know why? Because Batman is writing the checks.
Okay, listen, I have three comments.
Yes, sir.
The way the world is forcing these credit cards and all these different cards on us, do you know, I was watching a documentary on TV the other day. The people who know more about computers have already stolen $3 trillion for the year.
For the year, just
$3 trillion now. And plus, if they're very computer literate, they say they could take over a jet. Because you got these little boxes on the side.
The hackers play toys. Yeah.
Maybe when the toys and the movies come through.
Yeah.
And if you got the right connections, you can plug into that and take over the control of the plane. I don't know why they won't push these things on us. I don't know all the ramifications of these things.
Why they keep dragging us into a future that they can barely understand. Yeah.
And when you go to the bank, and BEC, them kind of people, they can't tell you nothing if you ain't got a receipt in your hand.
Yeah.
Next thing, I wish the police, when they're in the road to an accident or something like that, park their bikes on the side and stand on the inside. I was watching the police this morning. I don't know if he's watched cops on TV
mm-hmm.
to see how people, sometimes they're not paying attention or you don't see the car out of control coming or whatever.
Yeah.
And knock them into, only knows what. He's on the outside of the road, standing up in the road, and everybody got to go around him. Mm-hmm. Somebody be on their phone, or their brakes is not working. He is going to get hurt.
Yep.
So they need to practice safety when they're doing these things. Now, next thing.
Yes, sir.
That thing that they were building the other day and collapsed, I thought that was classroom, not knowing that is the cafeteria. Now, who do you think is going to use that the most? The Bahamians? All the other children. Now think about it. I was thinking about that. Because the Bahamian children, they don't have $10 or $5 to go to school. They're not going to go to school.
That's how Bahamian children carry on?
That's how they go. You got to put money in there because they don't want the stigma of saying they poor or they got to eat lunch at the cafeteria and all of this. So this is another thing we are paying for to take care. Because it's more, I mean, I don't want to pick on them like that, but it's more of them than anybody else. Yeah.
I thought it was also a part of this initiative that the PLP administration announced, a free breakfast. Like every student in the public school system will receive a free breakfast in the morning.
Yes, but now, think about now they're putting a cafeteria in the school.
Most schools have cafeterias now, though. That's a new thing.
Listen, this is the first, government school. I know how a cafeteria now. When you say most schools, what you
T.G.
mean?
T.G. Glover, I just went there and they have a whole lunchroom type thing.
And what they're hoping to do is to develop the school agricultural programs to the point where students farm and grow the food and other students process the food for value-added product training, right? And then produce food meals for other students.
I hope that happens because I was a teacher for 28 years.
Yes, sir.
And every one of the projects they started failed.
Ah, boy. Yeah.
So you can't tell me nothing about that.
I got you, sir.
But before you go, what do Bahamian children eat for breakfast?
Man, they go out, they get people bringing them their lunch.
Like what?
Or they eat, they get it food from Kentucky, or the vendors sell the
Kentucky.
You should see the gourmet meals the vendors sell now.
For breakfast?
No, yeah, for breakfast and lunch.
Only breakfast this is.
No, I can't see them building a cafeteria with just breakfast now.
Only breakfast the government have planned right now.
Yeah, but you can't build that big building with just breakfast.
Yeah, I mean,
but you'll never get the full use or your money's waste out of that building.
True. A lot of children eating breakfast.
Yeah, but I mean, that is going to be for breakfast and lunch.
Well, listen, I hope that the government says it.
So,
yes, sir.
So here goes another set of our monies, what we can't afford to do, and the taxes, all this tax money we're paying, they're still taking it and taking care of all these people who don't want to do anything.
I like free breakfast, though.
Thank you very much,
sir. I could eat grits and corned beef every day for free.
Yeah, we didn't say we're serving them grits and corned beef, though.
What do they serve for breakfast?
It's a good start.
What do they serve for breakfast?
Hopefully, they serve a little bit of grits and steamed veggies and something.
But meat. I need meat.
Yeah, but with steamed veggies on the side.
Yeah, ones that have meat.
Let me go to this next call.
You want to tell me what type of meat? What meat?
Locally grown meat.
Like pork.
Yeah. They're going to revitalize the husbandry program in the prison.
Yeah.
So Wayne Monroe wouldn't send these by them out to work to take care of themselves while they're supposed to be in
corn
prison.
Beef.
One
corn
second.
Beef.
Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, you know, a few quick points. The caller was on to something. You know, in the inner city, you have the migrants there. They would have running water where they live, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they would still go to the pump and fill up. So Bahamians wouldn't do that. So don't just miss what he's saying about the lunch programs in the school, because notice that T.G. Glover is predominantly migrants.
Mm-hmm.
The schools that have predominant migrants, this is where they facilitate this particular model. So I can't dismiss what I'm seeing on the ground. Another quick point to answer his question, right? Did you guys notice that just about everything that I was saying, post-pandemic, there are studies proving exactly what I was saying?
Yeah, man, 52.
All right, so everything is being revealed now. 52 knew this before they knew it. But I'm glad to see that the scientific method is proving what I was saying, not because being right and proving anything, but because the level of trash, the threshold knowledge I have was enough that I couldn't be fooled. But as it relates to the question he asked about this cash and the situation Fred mentioned with them denying the legal tender, and he's running, he was talking about the digital paradigm in which people could thief all your money, et cetera, your online security. The reason for that, it seems to be because this is about control. This is nothing. He shouldn't be confounded by this, but he could see and he could draw a reference to the situation with the truckers in Canada. This is about control. I didn't want to get into that, but what I wanted to touch on, since you mentioned driving, right, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Females who know that they are the bearer of fruits, they have children.
Mm-hmm.
So I am somebody's child. My mom is in the grave. But I was to the waterworks the other day to pay a bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of the vehicle, and it was a young lady who was reversing in the parking lot. So I saw the folly, and so I moved from the back of the car, before I reached, and I ran around the front. When I ran around the front, lo and behold, she was engrossed in a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what happened. Now I told her about it, right? Now this mindless, kindless motorist, right, who's a female, you know what she told me?
Mm-hmm.
She, I can't remember verbatim. She said, oh, are you running on a rail race? She come back here so she could knock me down. And I get to what I say, knock me down there. And you know, son, I said, if you had just son in your car, you know this would have caused a problem, right? But I wouldn't even like to say what, man, Aaron, I wouldn't even like to say what happened. But let me tell you something. This is a female,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Telling me these type of things. And so she's dressed up and she looks like a decent person, but apparently she's not. She's very, very, she didn't even have the mental capacity to be
52.
Indifferent. And this is a female who's dressed
52.
Up looking like she's somebody. I think they are part of the problem.
We got a
real...
They're
growing up children.
Yeah.
I don't expect no better than this new generation.
52. Yeah, man. We got a real social crisis.
I told Waterworks to put a camera in the parking lot and tell people to be careful when they
What
be
you
working.
Mean they don't have a camera in the parking lot? You see what I'm saying? Why would they not have a camera already?
But she threatened me with a deadly weapon, but if I go to the station, the police will take it for a joke, right?
Yep, without a
yeah.
doubt.
But suppose she didn't knock me.
Well,
she's, you know,
say
wait, 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 wait. But this, I see this all the time. Police officer all riding with the cell phone. I tell about it, it's the problem. So it's all lost. We're being socially engineered, snared by technology, and can't see what's going on.
Thank you,
52. Humanity is being duped out of their minds because they are mindless.
Thank you, 52. Blessings. We got a real social crisis, Mr. Newry. And I don't think we've taken into account the long-term ramifications of our actions. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock, Guardian Radio AM, Mandown Mashup Wednesday. Caller? Good morning, caller. You are on the clock, Guardian Radio AM, Mandown Mashup Wednesday.
Well, good morning, Robin. Good to go.
Good morning, sir.
I'm glad you could flip like that. Listen, you know, the thing is simply this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the minister, I think his name is Mitchell, chairman, telling the public that he's powerless because something is happening right under his watch where you have to find a credit card that you can give $5 to one of the agencies that belong under his portfolio as a minister to get your police record.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because they're not accepting cash. But he's saying that he can't do nothing about it. He's saying, well, he didn't say that, but he's saying it's illegal, and obviously there's nothing he can do about it. And I can tell you why. There's very little that most persons could do about it, because, see, the Bahamas, we built it, but we didn't build it for us. And I think we need to get that clear in our mind, because not very many people who live in the Farmy Islands have credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the debit cards. They can't really function like that. So we are moving toward getting rid of the indigenous and making room for the elite. Because, see, you read something in a bull, a Bible, that talked about blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you how false that is. The geeks, blessed are the geeks, those who can take over your camera in the studio and zoom in and zoom out and take snapshots of you and my former prime minister sitting there looking so serious.
Mm-hmm.
The geeks will inherit the earth, and this is a move in the digital platform. So become a geek or else. That's your story.
Absolutely. Yeah? Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Mr. Newry.
Hey.
So here are the questions, and some of them are exactly what you were saying, right? In terms of the exempt app, is it absolutely mandatory that if you don't fill out your customs or immigrate customs information, right? If you don't use the exempt app to enter, then you can't enter the country?
You cannot enter the country.
So what does that mean if I don't have a phone?
You would stay in the airport for life.
What does it mean if I could be like Tom Hanks in
yes,
the movie
13 just live, years? Just live in the airport.
What happens if I lost my phone?
Yeah.
Right? In on the plane, on the way from my hotel to Nassau, right? And then, is the app accessible to visually impaired people? What happens if I have mobility issues?
Well, the good thing is that there are persons at the airport who are assigned to help you.
Okay.
Now, mind you, may need to have your own phone.
So you're telling me there are no kiosks available?
I don't know.
Handheld tablets available that an individual could enter their information on for the purpose of filling out the form? What if my phone is filled to capacity with apps and things and I can't afford to lose any of the information that's already in my phone?
Mm.
Is there no alternative, right, at all? There must be an alternative.
And usually these things are instituted for convenience, not as an alternative, right?
Yeah.
Like when you go through American airports, you have a choice to expedite your check-in. or you have a choice to go on the line.
Yeah.
But the line still exists.
Right.
Right. But you have options. But they have replaced the alternative and said, this is the only option
then,
for you.
And then the call I come in right now, the point that you made about fees. I'm already paying VAT. Am I paying VAT on duty? And then I'm paying VAT on something, and yes. then we add shipping and add it all together, and then I got to pay VAT on it again.
Two prices.
And then now you're telling me that there's a fee. There must be a fee associated with it, right?
There's a fee.
And then I have to pay a fee. Is that not illegal to put a fee on top of that?
They charge me a fee to be on, to use the app.
Absolutely. Listen, let me go to this caller, Mr. Nuri, then I'm going to get back to those questions, right? About the third-party engagement. You remember what happened when the Immigration Department let a third-party company collect all the revenue?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock, Guardian Radio AM, Mashup Wednesday.
Good morning, Aaron, on a Mashup Wednesday. Good morning, Nuri.
Morning. How you do?
I'm always doing fine. Sometimes I mash up, but I know how to get out of the shop.
Yes,
but, I'm just 2 points. First of all, the app you're talking about, it's not perfect yet. But it's an improvement for folks with disability. They could actually travel.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them travel on their own, whether it's here or not. They could set up this arrangement on their app when they're going or when they're coming. You follow what I'm saying?
I think so, yeah.
And they don't have to stand up, can't stand up, but they don't have to go online or ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, if I'm traveling, I normally travel by myself sometimes. I'm in the U.S., going to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It would be difficult because someone have to assist me at the airport.
Yeah.
Or you have to do these things online, and that's limited.
Yeah.
But now with your cell phone, you do all of this, and when you go, yes, I mean, well, I hope they get a kiosk, they go by eye or whatever, and you in. They check you and they check you out.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm following you.
So with folks with disability, this is something new where customs are going. I truly appreciate that, but I hope they will test it. With folks with disability, for those who don't never travel that fast,
absolutely.
So they could have an idea. Now, my second point, Uriah Primary School, I'm glad they built an area of convenience for folks that have been popped up in the air condition. I think there's an area to come outside. I think there's a little area of cafeteria and all of that.
So there's outdoor seating for
outdoor
the cafeteria?
Seating, right.
Okay.
And they can eat outside and
in a in a covered, shaded area.
Right, you saw it. And they collaborate together and come together. Because you need fresh air. And that's something to do with greenhouse. Your environment, your fresh air, air conditioning, pumped up, ain't too good.
Absolutely. Thank you, Punky Leader.
So I'm happy the Minister of Education is thinking out of the box.
Okay. You think it's the Minister of Education, Punky Leader?
Huh?
You think it's the Minister of Education that came up with that idea, Punky Leader? Do you think it's the Minister of Education that said yes and approved the idea?
I see where you're going. You're trying to have a lecture on me.
No, I'm trying to have a lecture. I'm just asking.
I got you. I want to quantify it. The Ministry of Education, thinking out of the box.
Ah, there you go. The ministry.
But it's led by the minister of the Brave Davis government.
By the minister of the Brave Davis government, Pumpkin Eater, next time I can make you pay a fee, an advertising fee, you know.
Yeah, we celebrate.
You don't need to advertise for them. You know what they say. Any publicity is good publicity.
They
don't need your help.
All right, we celebrate next month. Get some of them to come on your show. They'll pay for it.
We celebrating that. Let's speak it into being, Pumpkin Eater.
Trust me. They listen to me. You get them. They'll do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Blessings. I hope you all good, Brave Davis cabinet ministers and MPs hear that. Pumpkin Eater say, y'all coming on my show and y'all gonna pay for it. We invite you with open arms to come and talk about the things that Bahamians want to talk about most. Mr. Nuri, let me read these texts and then we're gonna go to a break. Good morning. The party have a lot of new faces. What should have new ideas? But the old members tell increase your department profit. That is why all these taxes, but no new nation building ideas. Tex, Aaron, I'm glad you corrected the caller. The cafeteria is for lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever. Aaron, it is the FNM that came up with this cashless country, so why attacking Mitchell from saying he's against it? It's just political. Okay, pause. Text, I'm glad you threw that on the table. I know we're supposed to go to a break, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read this live read, this last text, and then we're going to go to a break, and I'm going to address that on the other side of the break. This text says, we could always find a million reasons not to do things. Bahamians fear change and technology so much. The app is a simple thing and we make it seem like it's such a big thing. Oh boy, look at how we ain't going to this break. Let me read this live read and then we go into the break, producer. This is a live read from the Central Bank Sand Dollar team. Freeport, the Sand Dollar team is on the way. Experience the digital Bahamian dollar at Sawyer's Fresh Market, Oak Street on Friday, August the 25th. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and at the Raven Mall on Saturday, August 26th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come out, learn more about the central bank's digital currency and Sand Dollar top-ups. On us, Sand Dollar is on the move. We're about to go to a break, Mr. Nuri. Please remember me them things. Why are we making it political? The chairman is just addressing important things. And the other text about the app. They're trying to make things simple. And we always make it such a big deal. We'll address those on the other side of the break. Thank you, producer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool enough.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Vaccines are essential for new and returning students. Vaccines also protect fellow students, teachers, staff, and other members of the community from serious illnesses and even death. As you begin your back-to-school preparations, ensure that your children's vaccinations are up to date. All vaccines are available at all public health clinics.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
p.m. Wednesday Man Down Mashup Session. Let's get right back into these texts. The text, I can repeat the text. We could always find a million reasons not to do things. Bahamians fear change and technology so much. The app is a simple thing and we make it seem like it's such a big thing. I agree with you, texter. Because somebody found a million reasons not to properly expose the public to this new customs policy. You gave them one of those reasons, justifications for not doing what they know they ought to do. There's not been sufficient public awareness about this, sufficient public awareness campaigns. Not enough people know about what's expected of them as citizens to re-enter their own country. Who do you think the onus is on to make this information available to the public? Again, the app is simple, but those who are in charge of implementing the new policy make it such a big thing by not crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, not ensuring that everything and anything that could possibly happen has been identified and a solution has been addressed. Y'all keep demanding mediocrity. That's not the bad part. I get that. I am upset about that. But y'all keep demanding that other people accept mediocrity and label it as the best in the world. That's the upsetting part. Do you have tablets and or phones available for people for whatever reason do not have a phone or cannot use the phone or could not download the app? Do you have that available? Do you have kiosks that are available for people that don't have a phone? Have you even had a discussion considering the constitutionality of the app and the new policy? Or are you supposed to just go find $250,000 to challenge it if you're serious about it? Ms. Green, if you're serious about it, you just go find $250,000 minimum for judicial review. Come on. Y'all do. It's a simple thing. We all make it such a big thing. All right. Good morning. Before the launch, airlines should have told people this is required. I was in line with tourists who were so confused about this app. Initially, exempt was for everyone entering. The text says, but I think they dropped that requirement right away. So you telling me that it's possible that because of the inconvenience of so many people being unaware that they had to do this to enter the country, that they possibly shifted the policy but only for tourists? I really would like somebody to confirm that for me.
I think it's only tourists exempt.
No, man, tourists can't be exempt from the exempt app.
Tourists exempt. They have a tourist line. You go on that line.
No, because tourists could go on my line. Tourists could go on my line. But in the United States of America, they can't. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock, Guardian Radio AM, Man Down, Mashup Wednesday.
Yes, good morning to both of you in the studio, Sialan Johnson.
Morning, sir.
Yes, a couple of points. The first thing is that you're expecting digitization from analog minds.
I'm not expecting it. I expect integrity from people who accept what are deemed world-class paychecks.
Yeah, what happens is that, let me repeat what I've been saying for two decades.
Yes, sir.
We began digitization in the Bahamas in 1968 under Sir Lyndon O'Penlyn, and to date we still can't get digital documents. But essentially what you have is the government trying to digitize government services without an actual digitization of the economy. There's no strategy for neither. And somehow they believe that digitizing government services is digitization of the economy when they're two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the issues that you're having with the sand dollar. Like Mr. Fred Mitchell, I am somewhat of a libertarian. And the concern is not just the fact that they're shoving down digitization in an environment that is not being prepared for it, but the fact that sand dollar and other digitization process has the ability to exercise a level of control and removal of privacy. And none of the methods that we are seeking to implement has provided for that. We say, oh, SanDollar is on the blockchain, but it's not private. So essentially what happens is it could be tied into social credit, your behavior. Government has the ability to suspend your wallet, force you to do your wallet, expire your money, all of these different things. I'm not afraid to use it because I have alternative methods, but the regular persons can transition. You're talking about digitization of the Outer Islands without the proper infrastructure in place to be able to accommodate a seamless digitization process, more so for the transition of e-commerce. And so, but if you go and talk to the Minister for Technology, the Prime Minister, or his junior minister, or Parliament...
Well, we have a Minister for Technology?
Yeah, it's the Prime Minister, and has been for the last 2 decades I've been home. And then they assign it to a Parliamentary Secretary today, it's Mr. Wade Watson. And if you ask them to just present something to you, we have no idea how to even to begin, not less even conceptualize what it is it has to do. But the bad thing is that it is an absolute necessary process that must occur if the economy is to grow. But guess we have a partnership with this company in the Bahamas who will do whatever means necessary to get us back to the ice age before the coming ice age.
See,
and that is BPL.
See, look here. Let me go.
But we do need to have a digital conversation.
Without a doubt. No, yeah. Listen, C. Allen, don't ever... Let me say this to you and to the audience. I don't want my commentary to you directly or indirectly when you call to suggest that I don't think we need to have this conversation. You know the extent to which we need to have the conversation. We need a ministry of... Because everything will be digitized. Everything will be technology connected eventually. Yes.
Let me just tell you the ending so I can hang up.
Yeah.
What we need is digitally literate leadership, and it seems that we have not had any for the 22 years we've been into the 21st century. And they are definitely not expressing in words or in action.
Yep.
So maybe the next administration will have one or two amongst them that they will be able to lead it.
Thank you. Thank you, Seattle.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I grew up, my first computer game, my father bought me Pong, you know, like the pretend tennis. And so if you didn't spend your formative years connected to a computer, I don't know if you have the capacity, right, the capacity to hold all of these things that is required in your mind. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock, Guardian Radio AM, Man Down, Mashup Wednesday. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
You know, C. Allen said it better than probably anyone else could say it. Too sad he's been saying it for decades and no one has snatched him up to implement it.
Who's going to implement something they can't control?
Well, I don't want to go down that rabbit trail.
Good. I don't want to go down there either. Thank you.
But I say that to say this, as Mr. Christie would say. You have the intellectual intelligence and capability to achieve these things here. Mm-hmm. I like what he said about SanDollar. It puts a little bit of control and could cause some problems. Let me fix this problem for you real quick. When you're coming through the airport, you might have someone who's 70, 80, 90, who doesn't have a smartphone. What are they to do?
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, forget phones. Because number one, I don't have free internet and I don't have data in that airport, do I? So my phone's not connected.
Now, you got internet. You got internet in the airport.
Okay.
But the question is, what happens if the internet goes down?
Well, there should be the kiosks, as you suggested.
Mm-hmm.
And internet going down, that just doesn't happen much in first world countries. But anyway, we have enough fiber in this country. Should never go down.
Graham, if they told me, you remember Lester's idea that we should shift conceptually from the idea that you need a city, you need a cathedral to have a city. Right, you can't deem it a city until there's a cathedral. And let's just say, well, let's shift that in the modern world. You need an airport, right, to be able to deem a geographic space a city. If y'all tell me, look here, LPIA is a first world jurisdiction, airport jurisdiction, and the rest of y'all just going to have to live little third world for a while, I wouldn't be half mad.
Well,
because Mr. Newry reminds me it is what it is. I wouldn't be half mad.
Lester said, he said you build a city around the airport.
Right.
Most places in the world, you have an airport before you have the city, I think you should have. But look at Freeport. You're never more than 10 minutes away from the airport, no matter if you live center, east, or west. It was really well laid out. But anyway, back to our airport.
Okay, but
have you heard of a QR code?
Yeah.
That's the little squiggly line thing?
Yeah.
Why not put a QR code? When I come off the plane, it says all people coming into our country, U.S. or Bahamian, should scan this QR code. And it takes you to the app, so you're not confused and need those people running around showing you how to get the app, my lord. But the problem is we need a third party to do the validation, because what's happening is whoever wrote that app takes over complete control of my phone. Do they have access to my photo, video, my email?
Wait, what? No. Okay. I got you.
I'm asking you. Do they take over control of my phone?
I am not sufficiently familiar with the app.
Can somebody call and tell us if they... I have someone who just came back and
it said it wants
to allow access to your XYZs.
Thank you.
I got you.
Yes. Like most apps, they want to have access to certain things.
Controlling those things if that's happening? And I'm asking questions, so don't call me and I'm asking for someone to call and tell us.
Yeah, man, Graham, I got you. Thank you. Yeah, man. That's the point. We're asking people for information because despite those in the market saying this is a wonderful, successful idea that y'all just refuse to acknowledge because you're too political, what we're saying is it's not as successful as you think because there are so many unanswered questions. And if it was successful, there would be so little to have to ask about. All right, caller, and then the text, Mr. Newry, and then I got to beg you a minute in the next hour. Batman. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Sorry, we lost you. All right, let's get back to the text. We could never have a cashless country. Do research, we could have both, but with our power going off, no way cashless will work. Of course I did. I mean, listen. The infrastructure, the cultural element, political will, the regulations and standards, the protections and legislation for consumers. We are so far off from a finished product, quote unquote. Like you say, the CEO, and just in case I got his title wrong, Mr. Siobhan Cambridge, just a couple of weeks ago, said, you know, but these people, like, they expect their power to be on 100% of the time. I added the intonation and emphasis. I did that. That's me. That wasn't him. He just said it. I made it colorful. Another text. Good morning. The exam system would be great if the government made it available through a browser and not having to find storage space on your device. Absolutely. Cashless was implemented to keep cash from going into these thieving people's pocket. But into the company, a CEO, it says CO account. I think it means a company account. I thought that was a great idea until a few months ago when the Prime Minister had a performance in the House of Parliament talking about a company that was collecting revenue for immigration, but told the Prime Minister, they ain't getting the money.
We get the money yet? We don't know.
We don't even know if we get the money
yet.
They
may still be holding our money hostage.
Nobody's told us why. See, because I could imagine that there's a contractual issue, right? That there's a legal contract. No, I mean, he's been back from whatever trip he's on, but he ain't back. We don't even know where that...
$1 million gone.
We don't know how that matter has been resolved, right? And it's just like, I hope we touch on that Fyre Festival thing. I don't want to hear the minister responsible saying, trust me, the boy can't come back here. I want to see policy and legislation that would not just prevent him from coming back and doing the same thing, but anybody from perpetuating a fraud like that. Anyway, Mr. Producer, you right on time. which is not necessarily a trait of mine. We're going to go to this big break. We're ending on the clock portion and we're moving to Guardian Radio AM, where I'm going to get through the rest of these texts. We still haven't addressed this matter of Mr. Mitchell's commentary. In fact, we can talk about a lot of commentary and whether it's appropriate or not. But that's not really what I want to talk about with Mitchell. Anyway, you guys stay tuned. We're coming right back after this break. We continue the Guardian Radio AM on the clock, man down, mashup Wednesday session. Thanks for joining for this first hour. I hope you stay tuned.